Support for this podcast and the following message come from Deloitte, a global leader in digital transformation, helping clients apply technologies like cloud and AI to their unique business challenges. Deloitte.com/look again.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And the journal learns that blending robots, artificial intelligence, and voice tech is the secret formula that actually makes humans comfortable with talking with chatbots. Because, as you know, we are not. There's help. It's from a robot introducing you to her, it, him, after these tech headlines. Walt Disney has a bet that in order to stay on top, it needs to come to you by streaming entertainment directly to TVs and phones. It is preparing to launch a service called Disney Plus that will, for a monthly fee, stream new and old shows built around its most popular franchises, thus breaking off a lucrative relationship with Netflix and instead competing against it. Thursday, Disney is expected to reveal the details in a major presentation to investors, laying out the company's streaming strategy. In a cloud-enabled AI push, Google targets CIOs. Enterprise technology executives are at the center of Google's new strategy to drive business to its cloud-based artificial intelligence services. The company Cloud AI Division, looking to carve out a larger slice of the enterprise market, announced tools this week aimed at helping chief information and technology officers address common business problems. The tools include prepackaged AI services that can understand invoices and contracts and offer supply chain recommendations and predictions. The competition remains stiff as Google fights for a bigger stake in the cloud market. Microsoft had 13% of the worldwide market in 2017, and according to Gartner's most recent data, Amazon, which pioneered the business, held nearly 52%. Google's share, 3.3%. The journal says AI has been a critical component of the cloud business for Google, and it intends to dramatically boost the sales and support staff for its cloud services division. And for a quick market check-in, the journal says investors' hunger for growth are pushing stocks to record highs. A group of the largest technology companies just hit an all-time high, highlighting investors' renewed faith in software and chip companies after a fourth-quarter rout. This week, the S&P 500 information technology sector logged its first record close since early October, following a seventh advance in previous eight sessions. Apple and Microsoft have helped power the tech sector higher while fighting for the title of world's largest company. But the journal says that because many tech stocks are associated with market momentum, some analysts caution that a setback on trade or downbeat economic data could send the group tumbling once again. Coming up, why giving machine learning a face is about to take AI to the next level.
AI, blockchain, smart cities, the digital transformation happening now makes the seemingly impossible doable. At Deloitte, we help clients harness these powerful technologies to improve business and the world. Deloitte.com/look again.
In the podcast special coverage of the WSJ Pro Artificial Intelligence Deep Dive, we get to meet a robot with a human-like face that's trying to take talking to our machine friends, like Siri and Alexa, to the next level. One company, Furhat Robotics, is already there. Gabriel Scancy, the co-founder of the company, says we're ready for new machine assistants. The first step? A face.
Furhat Robotics is developing this robot. It's both the hardware and the software running it. And the idea is really to sort of revolutionize the way we interact with machines. So if we look back interacting with machines with graphical user interfaces or smartphones and so on, we believe that the human face is really sort of the way we are used to interact with other people, and we can use that to interact with machines. We think that the face has been neglected in like voice assistants and so on. And we think that the face carries so much important information that we already know how to interpret also, so we don't have to sort of invent a new set of signals for the system to show and so on.
The use for these robots by this point is fairly clear.
So the idea is that we are developing this platform with the tools for developers to develop applications on top of it.
So without further ado, the robot would like to introduce itself. This is Furhat. Go ahead.
My name is Furhat, and I am a socially intelligent robot. In a near future, you might meet me at airports, hotel receptions, banks, schools, and hospitals. I can't wait to see what interesting applications people will come up with.
Can you have different emotions?
Sure, my voice and facial animation allows me to express all kinds of emotions.
I can be very happy and cheerful. but sometimes I can feel a bit sad.
And other times perhaps even be angry.
Unlike other robots, I can have many different personalities.
And there are big plans in development, so get comfortable.
We have a lot of different partners working in different verticals. So we have, for example, working with Deutsche Bahn. So they are putting the robots in airports and train stations. So they're working on it now. We had it at the Frankfurt Airport last year as a test pilot. It worked really well. We have a collaboration with a Swedish recruitment firm, having the robot doing job interviews in order to reduce bias in the recruitment process. So these are two examples. We also have a collaboration with Merck Pharmaceutical, where the robot is asking questions in order to sort of do an assessment, diagnose you for diabetes and so on.
For more on Fur Hat Robotics and the latest on all things artificial intelligence, head to WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal.